It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Time for some Southern Fried College Baseball Playoffs. There are going to be 64 college baseball teams participating in this week's first round of the NCAA Division I baseball tournament. Now, this includes 16 regional site locations, which will host a pod comprised of four teams apiece. The first NCAA playoff games are going to begin on Friday, May 31st, around the country. Well, mostly in the South. And would you believe that 13 of the 16 regional host sites are located south of the Mason-Dixon line? And would you believe that 8 of the last 9 NCAA baseball champions have come from the South too?
Yes!
I guess that makes me Maxwell Smart. The SEC has produced the last 4 College World Series winners. LSU is the defending champion after winning the title in 2023. And prior to that, it was Ole Miss, then Mississippi State, and going back to Vanderbilt, which have kept the NCAA baseball title within the SEC family. So let's take a look at every host regional city, the home team, ranked by its national seed, along with the other teams which are competing in each region. The number one seed will be playing in Knoxville, Tennessee, that's Tennessee, plus number two seed Southern Miss, Indiana, and Northern Kentucky. The number two national seed, the University of Kentucky, and in the Lexington regional, they'll also have number two Indiana State, Illinois, and Western Michigan. The third-ranked national seed will play in College Station, Texas. That's your Texas A&M Aggies. They'll be hosting number two seed Louisiana Lafayette, number three, that team from Austin, Texas, the University of Texas, and number four seed Grambling. The fourth-rated national seed is in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where the Tar Heels will host number two seed and dangerous LSU, number three Wofford of South Carolina, and number four Long Island University. The fifth-ranked national seed is in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where the Razorbacks will take on number two seed Louisiana Tech, the Bulldogs, number three Kansas State, and number four Southeast Missouri State. The number six region is in Clemson, South Carolina, where the ACC's Clemson Tigers will host number two Vanderbilt, number three Coastal Carolina, and the fourth seed in the region from High Point in North Carolina. The number seven national seed, the Georgia Bulldogs, will play in Athens against number two seed UNC Wilmington, plus Georgia Tech and number four seed Army. The eighth national seed, Florida State, will play at Tallahassee against the number two region seed Alabama, number three UCF, and number four Stetson. The ninth national seed, the Oklahoma Sooners, will play in Norman against number two seed Duke, followed by UConn and Oral Roberts. Number 10 national seed is in Raleigh, North Carolina, as the North Carolina State Wolfpack will play host to number 2 seed South Carolina, number 3 James Madison, and number 4 Bryant University from Rhode Island. The 11th national seed is Oklahoma State. They'll host the Stillwater region with number 2 Nebraska, number 3 Florida from the SEC, and the 4th seed in that group, Niagara University. The number 12 national seed is the University of Virginia, and the Cavaliers will host the Charlottesville region with number 2 from the SEC, Mississippi State, along with St. John's and the University of Pennsylvania. Finally, at the 13th seed, you will go outside of the South and go to the Tucson, Arizona region, where number 1 seed Arizona Wildcats will take on number 2 Dallas Baptist, West Virginia, and Grand Canyon University from Arizona. The number 14th seeded team in the country is UC Santa Barbara, and the Gauchos will host number 2 San Diego University, number 3 Oregon, the Ducks, and number 4 Fresno State. The 15th seed in the national event is Oregon State University, and they'll host the Corvallis region with number 2 UC Irvine, home of the Anteaters, number 3 Nichols State from Thibodaux, Louisiana, and number 4 Tulane from New Orleans. And finally, the number 16 overall national seed is East Carolina. The Greenville, North Carolina region will feature number 2 Wake Forest, VCU from Richmond, Virginia, and number 4 Evansville. That's a lot. But if you take a look objectively, it sure looks a lot like SEC, SEC. Of the 64 teams participating in the NCAA's baseball regions this weekend, a record 11 teams were selected from the Southeastern Conference. Now, that eclipsed the previous record of 10 teams, also from the SEC, which was set just a year ago in 2023. Four of the five top overall seeds in this NCAA baseball tournament are from the SEC as well. Number 1, Tennessee, number 2, Kentucky, number 3, Texas A&M, and number 5, Arkansas are all among the favorites this year. The number 4 national seed comes from the ACC, as the University of North Carolina will try to break the SEC stranglehold on the NCAA's men's baseball trophy this year. The other non-Southern teams hosting regionals this weekend are at number 13 Arizona, number 14 UC Santa Barbara, and number 15 Oregon State. Now, the big winners as far as states are concerned, North Carolina and Louisiana have the most baseball teams in this baseball field. The top state for producing NCAA tournament teams in 2024 is the state of North Carolina. 7 college baseball teams, count them, University of North Carolina, NC State, UNC Wilmington, High Point University, Duke, East Carolina, and Wake Forest are all competing for the national title. But Louisiana surprised many by getting 6 teams into this year's field. The defending College World Series champion LSU found a way to get its act together and will be joined by Louisiana Tech, Louisiana Lafayette, Nicholls State, Tulane, and Grambling this year. Let's take a closer look at the Pelican State's baseball entries into this first round of the NCAA baseball tournament. The defending champion LSU Tigers are now 40-21, and they caught fire in the final month of the season to avoid being left out of the field entirely. LSU rallied to go 18-6 in their final 24 games, and it finished a very close second to number 1 national seed Tennessee in last weekend's SEC baseball tournament. LSU's head baseball coach Jay Johnson said, quote, "Very proud of our team this week. Accomplished a lot with 4 wins in the toughest league and the toughest tournament in baseball. We had 2 dominant pitching performances, we had 2 dominant offensive performances, and we just came up a little bit short." The 2023 defending champion LSU Tigers earned a number 2 regional seed and will play number 3 Wofford University of Spartanburg, South Carolina on Friday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time in the Chapel Hill Regional in North Carolina. That game will be televised nationally on ESPNU. Conference USA regular season champion Louisiana Tech finished with an excellent 45-17 record this year. The Diamond Dogs are heading north to Arkansas this weekend as the number 2 seed in the Fayetteville Regional. Louisiana Tech is going to play number 3 seed Kansas State at 7 p.m. on Friday. That game is going to be televised by ESPN+. Now, located just 6 miles to the west of Ruston down I-20, Grambling State University roared back from the loser's bracket last week and beat Jackson State to win the Southwest Athletic Conference baseball tournament. The G-Men, now 26-26, won 4 games in a row on the loser's side of the bracket to punch their ticket into the NCAA baseball regionals this weekend in College Station, Texas. Playing in the NCAA's National Baseball Tournament for the first time since 2010, number 4 seed Grambling is going to face the number 1 region seed Texas A&M on Friday at 12 noon. That game will be carried by ESPN+. The Southland Conference champion Nicholls State from Thibodaux, Louisiana is 38-20. They're going to travel all the way to Corvallis, Oregon to play on Friday. The Colonels are going to play the Anteaters of UC Irvine on Friday at 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. That television is available on ESPN+. Go get them, Colonels. The Tulane Green Wave had the most dramatic game, though, to win a spot in this week's NCAA baseball field. The Greenies, who are now 35-24, hit a home run in the bottom of the 9th inning to win the American Athletic Conference Tournament finale, beating Wichita State 11-10. Tulane is going to join Nicholls State in that Corvallis, Oregon region this weekend and will play the host team, Oregon State, in game number 1 Friday night at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. That game will be on ESPN2. And finally, the Ragin' Cajuns of UL Lafayette finished with a regular season record of 40-18. Unfortunately, they lost in the Sun Belt tournament last week. Based on their strength of schedule, the Cajuns earned a number 2 seed at College Station, Texas, in that region, and will face the University of Texas in the Friday opener at 5 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Now, speaking of Southern schools playing baseball this weekend, Birmingham Southern College is permanently closing its doors on Friday, May 31st. That small private school was founded all the way back in 1856 and was affiliated with the United Methodist Church. The enrollment at this liberal arts college had dwindled to less than 1,000 students this semester, and the school faced one financial hurdle after another in recent years. While all this was going on, the Birmingham Southern baseball team is now 32-14, and they are not ready to let the college athletics end at their school. The Panthers won a thrilling 7-6 finale in the Division III Super Regionals last weekend and advanced to the NCAA Division III College World Series this weekend in Eastlake, Ohio. Ironically, Birmingham Southern's first game will be played on the same day, Friday, May 31st, that their school is closing permanently. Now, if the school is broke, who's going to pay for the World Series trip cost to Ohio? A GoFundMe account was started recently with the goal of raising $100,000 for Birmingham Southern's continued run in the NCAA Division III postseason baseball tournament. This week, the Porch Tribe of Creek Indians in the state of Alabama made a very generous donation of $25,000 to push the team over their financial goal. Now, this donation helped the team to charter an airplane and have comfortable accommodations at the Division III College World Series starting Friday in Ohio. And since this is a double elimination tournament they're playing in, the number 7 seed Birmingham Southern Panthers will play at least one baseball game after their school is officially closing on Friday. The team's opening round game comes on the same day the school closes, 2 p.m. Friday, against number 2 seed Salve Regina University from Newport, Rhode Island. The school's baseball team hopes that they will enjoy a few more Southern nights in the state of Ohio. I'm Swamp Swami.